أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن تاب من بعد ظلمه وأصلح فإن الله يتوب عليه إن الله غفور رحيم. The previous ayat we read, Allah gave the command that a person who steals, who robs, and does not cause any injury, harm to the person, he steals from somebody, then that punishment is that his hand must be cut. The Quran Sharif did not specify which hand and from where, but in the hadith we find that it will be the right hand and at the wrist that hand will be cut. So that will be the punishment, not for the thing that he stole, but for the act of stealing. And that punishment, in any case, that will be given to that person who stole. However, فَمَنْ تَابَ پھر جس نے توبہ کی. After stealing, the person who makes توبہ, he realizes he's wrong what he has done, and he asks sincerely and with all the conditions of توبہ, he makes توبہ. مِن بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ اپنی ظلم کے پیچھے. After having done this evil act of stealing, but now he makes توبہ for that. وَأَصْلَحَ اور اصلاح کرے. And he corrects himself in all his matters, sincere tawbah, properly he makes tawbah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلِهِ تو اللہ قبول کرتا ہے اس کی توبہ. Such a person, Allah accepts his tawbah. That is, the right of Allah Ta'ala will fall away. Allah won't punish him in the akhirat. But the cutting of the hand in this world, that act of his stealing, that punishment he will still get, even if he makes tawbah before or after, whenever he makes tawbah. By making tawbah, the punishment of the akhirat, which will be much more severe, when he makes proper sincere tawbah, that punishment will be taken away, it will be forgiven. But the punishment of this world, of cutting the hand, that in any case, that will remain. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. Undoubtedly Allah Ta'ala is oft forgiving, and most merciful. The people who advocate that this is a great act of brutality to cut the hand, the Western society and people who are influenced with Western education, so they say that this is very brutal, but they don't see the act of stealing, how brutal that is. That you steal from somebody else, that they don't see how brutal. So when the act was so brutal, so evil, the punishment must also be such. And if in their culture they regard that stealing is not brutal, then it's something else. But everyone regards stealing as wrong, as evil. So the punishment of it also must be accordingly. And it is just a matter of making the law that for stealing hands will be cut. Then almost immediately stealing will come to an end. And if an example has to be made of one, two people who in public their hands are cut, then other people, other crooks will refrain and stay away from stealing. So any type of robbery which includes killing, murder, harming, or without that just stealing and robbing people, all that is totally against the society. And Islamic law has advocated severe punishments for that, so that the whole of society can remain in peace and harmony. May Allah give us proper understanding and give us tawfiq to practice and to have Islamic law established in the whole world. Unfortunately, only the Western law, which aids sin and evil. Therefore, murder is so rampant. Crime is so rampant everywhere in the world. The world is filled with robbery and crime. So Allah bring Islamic law so justice can prevail. Wa akhiru da'wana.